Hello, I'm Julie Kendler with the BBC News. Police in Germany have launched a huge manhunt for a group of men who carried out a mass shooting at a shopping centre in Munich. At least 9 people have been killed. Police say one of them may have been an attacker. Much of Munich has been shut down with all transport services suspended. People have been warned to stay indoors. Damien McGuinness is in Berlin.
There's a very confusing situation because police are saying they're looking for up to 3 perpetrators, but they're not sure if actually it could just be 1 or 3, or if the one shooter is dead. So there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of chaos right now in Munich because, of course, police and emergency and security services have to take into account that possibly we have a couple of perpetrators who are still on the run.
Richard Gutjahr is a reporter with the regional broadcaster BRTV. He was just outside the shopping mall and he described a very tense scene just after the attack.
The police are very, very nervous. They're walking in a hedgehog formation of 10 to 12 officers, aiming their guns in all directions. The people living here are very nervous. This is right in the middle of a residential area. They can't believe their eyes what's happening here. That there are officers with drawn semi-automatic guns patrolling the area as if it were a bad movie.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel will convene a meeting of the country's Security Council on Saturday. Her Chief of Staff, Peter Altmaier, said it was unclear who was behind the attack. Initial suspicion fell on Islamists, but there are also suggestions it could have been an act of far-right extremism. Footage shot on a mobile phone appears to show a gunman, dressed in black, shouting curses against foreigners. The White House has condemned the Munich attack in the strongest possible terms. President Obama promised to provide whatever support Germany might need. The French President François Hollande also voiced his support for Germany. The British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he was shocked and appalled by the terrible attack and that Britain was ready to assist. The Deputy Prime Minister of Turkey, Nurettin Canikli, has described last week's attempted coup as one of the greatest threats the country has ever faced. He said the dismissal and detention of some 60,000 people in the aftermath was just the beginning.
For 40 years, this terror organization has infiltrated the furthest corners of the country, all ministries, all institutions and the private sector. It's not just the judiciary, courts, the police, the military. It includes education. And in fact, education is the field that they have entered best. This is only the tip of the iceberg. The number of detentions could get higher.
In a BBC interview, Mr. Canikli said the coup plotters posed a bigger threat than the Islamic State group or the Kurdish militant organization, the PKK. BBC News. Aid agencies say urgent help is needed for more than 85,000 Syrian refugees stuck in no man's land on their country's border with Jordan. The humanitarian situation has deteriorated since a suicide bombing near the makeshift Rukban camp 1 month ago that killed 7 Jordanian soldiers. Afterwards, Jordan declared its northern and eastern borders a closed military zone. Yolande Nell reports.
The International Committee of the Red Cross and Doctors Without Borders have both made appeals for access to the border. International law demands that those fleeing war should be given asylum, but humanitarian organizations find themselves unable to press for Jordan to reopen its borders to refugees, with many Western nations keeping theirs firmly closed. Already, there are more than 650,000 registered Syrian refugees in Jordan. That's about 10% of the population.
Hillary Clinton is expected this weekend to name her running mate for the U.S. presidential election in November. Mrs. Clinton will be formally nominated as candidate for president at the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia next week. The speculation is that Mrs. Clinton will opt for the Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. A former leader of the white supremacist group, the Ku Klux Klan, has said that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. David Duke wants to represent Louisiana. In a video, Mr. Duke, a registered Republican, paid tribute to the presidential hopeful Donald Trump and said it was time to stop mass immigration. His local Republican Party said it would actively oppose him. At least 16 people have been killed in northern Mali in 2 days of fighting between Tuareg rebels and a pro-government militia. The clashes began on Thursday after several months of tension over control of the town of Kidal. The two sides blamed each other for starting the fighting. The pro-government forces have withdrawn from the town. BBC News.